This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
As we finished last week's program, Alan suggested that Karen and Marion share more about a covenant that the team has created and lives by. And here's Alan once again to review what we have already talked about and to lead us into a discussion about their covenant.
In our last broadcast, we were talking about a list of essential components for balanced living and had covered the first three in that list: living out our identities in Christ, enjoying times of solitude, and being intentional about life together in community. As part of that third component, you began to describe a team covenant which helps MMCT to live out its commitment to life in community. Is MMCT's experience with a team covenant something that you would recommend to other teams that are intentional about living in community?
Yeah, let me start by saying that I think each team needs to come up with its own covenant. So while it may be helpful to hear the example of our covenant, I wouldn't recommend taking this exact covenant and giving it to a team and telling them that they should follow this exactly like it's written.
With that caution in mind, what are the ingredients of the MMCT team covenant?
First, we have a preamble that says, believing that it is a privilege to be a team member of the Mobile Member Care Team West Africa, we hold our roles and responsibilities as a sacred trust. We therefore commit to the following covenant by His grace and for His glory.
And this preamble is then followed by five main subdivisions?
Yes, the elements of the MMCT team covenant are relationship with God, accountability and encouragement, communication and conflict, decision-making, and vulnerability and trust.
How about, for the sake of clarity, I'll repeat each of those headings, and you follow them up with specifics from the covenant. Here's the first element, relationship with God.
Our highest priority is to honor and love God, depending on Him for strength to live lives of personal discipline, purity, and holiness. Together, we will seek God's direction for our team in all areas.
The second is accountability and encouragement.
We will strive for excellence in all things, holding each other up to a high standard. We will encourage and affirm one another in our differing gifts and personalities, and seek to promote the growth and development of our teammates personally and professionally. We will regularly pray for one another and support each other in practical ways.
That's followed by a word on communication and conflict.
We will honor and love one another through open, honest communication, graciously speaking and hearing the truth from one another in a spirit of love. We will openly and honestly address conflicts and tensions in a spirit of unity and grace, always ready to forgive and bear with one another.
And the fourth element is about decision making.
We seek the highest degree of consensus in our team decisions. We gratefully accept the authority of the MMCT Governing Board and submit to their decisions.
And then the fifth and final element is about vulnerability and trust.
We will give each other the benefit of the doubt. We are loyal to each other and will give positive reports to others when talking about our teammates. We will avoid gossip and slander, and we'll keep one another from participating in it. We will be vulnerable with each other, expressing our true needs and doubts. And the ending says, in essentials, unity, in non-essentials, liberty, in all things, charity.
On hearing those elements again, I'm struck by how concise the list is, but those elements cover many of the issues raised by life in community. As you see it, Karen, what makes such a team covenant a good idea for those of us who work on teams in cross-cultural service?
I think many of us are on teams with people that we have not chosen to be with, and they're not necessarily the people we would choose to be with. So we're constantly dealing with personality differences, cultural differences. I think this is true of every cross-cultural team, and many teams are multicultural teams.
and multi-generational teams and teams with varieties of experience.
There's a great quote by Annie Lamott that I love that says, "You can safely assume you've created God in your own image when it turns out that God hates all the same people you do."
Do you have a concluding thought on this item in your list of essentials for balanced living?
Having a commitment to community means asking God to enable you to see that person maybe that you're struggling with through God's eyes, rather than your own eyes of judgment, standards, or expectations.
So far in this list of essential components for balanced living, we've heard about claiming our identity in Christ, enjoying solitude, and being intentional about life in community. Marian, what's next up in this list?
I think another one that I have added to my list in recent years is one I'll call negotiating well life's changes, transitions. I mean, it's along the same line as being able to grieve well my losses. I think I mentioned earlier, you know, as cross-cultural workers, we just experience so many losses that it becomes part of our lives. And we don't stop often to think of what is the impact on those losses. What is the impact of the changes in our lives? And, you know, we go from one role to another. We go from one end of the ocean to another, from saying goodbye to really good friends and then to embracing new relationships. And we just don't even stop to think of how that can impact us. And even in going from one job to another or one geographical location to another, often we just jump right into a new role without stopping to think, is that really the role that God is calling me to now in this season of my life? Or do I need to take another look at what I'm doing and what I'm called to do?
Can you tell us about an experience that shaped your thinking about transitions and why transitions ended up on your list of essential components for balanced living?
A few years ago, when I made the major transition from leaving the country of DRC, and where I had worked for a number of years, my plan was to quickly move on to the next assignment. But, you know, it was interesting. I tried very quickly to do that, but it felt like I just was not able to do it. And there was a period of my life when I was trying to make a quick transition in which I was experiencing, you know, a sense of low productivity, confusion, and really uncertainty as to what I even wanted to do. My particular organization were offering me different positions that looked a lot like ones that I had come out of, and I just felt I couldn't say yes. And it was at this time that I was working on a master's degree, and one of the courses that I just happened to take at that time was one on transitions. You know, for me, it was a life-changing experience because I became aware, perhaps for the first time, of just how we are impacted by transition. And William Bridges, in his book, Making the Most of Life's Changes, has said that it's not the changes that do us in, it's the transitions. And he really distinguishes between the external change and the internal realignment that needs to take place when we go from one role to another or from one geographical location to another, that to really look at what's happening internally. And he identifies the three stages as being endings, the neutral zone, and new beginnings.
There's one other item on your list of components essential to self-care that we have time to mention. Would you tell us about it, Marian?
Another component, I would say, that I've been really thinking a lot about over the last years as well is something called the theology of suffering. And I guess it's not that I didn't have one when I first went overseas, but I hadn't really thought about what it is that I believe in that whole area. And as I've been perhaps stretched and as I've been challenged in the area of theology of suffering, I've had to think through what is it that I believe. And I've come to realize that when I first worked overseas and throughout the years, I had my theology of suffering was that I will totally give myself to the work and the calling that I feel God has called me to. And God, then, his part is to protect me. And there are certain things that I can just expect if I'm here serving the Lord. And I think one of them would be safety. And so over the years, I've realized that we aren't necessarily promised safety. We are certainly promised protection. We're promised that we're held in the hollow of God's hand. But there are things, there are circumstances that come into our life that really we cannot totally explain logically, and that are not things that are desirable in and of themselves. And how do I process that? So I think the questions I begin to ask myself is, what do I really believe about God in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of suffering? What do I believe about the character of God? And then what do I believe about the purposes, the sovereignty of God? And that has really challenged me in recent years to really intentionally think through my own theology of suffering. Even as a team, it's something that we talk about in our workshops, helping the other workers go through a process of working through what they believe.
Well, if we've established anything in these five broadcasts, it's that there's a lot more to self-care than an occasional break from the routines of work. Between Scazzaro's Rule of Life, Burke's 4 R's, and your own list of essentials for self-care, we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, I think most people, when they think about self-care, they think about taking a bubble bath or lying on the beach somewhere or watching TV or a movie. And, you know, those certainly are things that might fit in the rest time of the 4 R's of rest, response, results, and refocus. But it's only one small piece, and it's certainly not the biggest piece. What we're talking about here are intentional choices that keep us running the race with perseverance.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.